and welcome to another edition of Prep Sports Now, the only podcast solely devoted to Las Vegas high school sports. I am Steve Silver, and joining me, as always, from the Las Vegas Sun, Dr. Ray Brewer. Summertime, but high school sports, a lot of breaking news.
Yeah, Steve, this is a very active offseason. In fact, this whole year, it's been usually most years you get one or two non-game related stories that really move the radar. Seems this year we've had just a ton of news stories around high school sports, and it continues in the summer.
Yeah, and a big one that's really national news. I mean, linked up on every blog possible, and I mean, obviously, Sports Illustrated cover, that's what's going to happen. But Bryce Harper, Las Vegas High, no more, going to College of Southern Nevada to play in the, you know, play with a wooden bat, taking his GED, the whole deal, skipping his final 2 years in high school. Ray, you've been covering high school sports for a very long time, probably no better expert in this city on it. What is your assessment of the move?
Well, I don't like it. I guess from what I hear, Bryce Harper is the one athlete who could pull it off. But what's going to happen is this might open the floodgates for other athletes that'll say, well, listen, I've played 3 years in high school. I'm ready to go on to the next level. I'm going to go to CSN. Now, Bryce Harper is in a class of his own. He's a very special athlete, obviously on the cover of Sports Illustrated. And from what I hear from everybody, he's the one kid that could do it. Now, he's still going to live at home. So it's just like going to be, he's still going to high school, except he's going to go to, you know, College of Southern Nevada, and he's going to face better baseball competition. The kid really didn't have much of a social life anyways. He was, you know, constantly at showcases or AAU tournaments or traveling to play baseball. So he pretty much woke up, went to school, played baseball, which is what he's going to be doing at CSN. I just don't want it twofold. One, I don't want this to become something that's the common practice, you know, just for any average kid or somebody who's above average talently. And secondly, you got to consider the high school experience.
Well, but not every kid could pull this off because you do have to take the test. And we know plenty of athletes who probably couldn't pull off passing that test.
Well, the GED test is fairly basic. It's not like they've got to pass an SAT. All he's got to do basically is go spell his name to get in. It's a very simple test. Steve, even I could pass it,
which is a stretch. The kid has like a 3.9 GPA.
He's a 3.9 GPA. He's a great student. He's a great kid. He plays baseball the right way. And that's just what I've read and what I've
seen.
Well,
it seems like this one situation might be okay, because you also have Coach Chambers at CSN who, you know, seems like he'll be able to handle a kid like this and the, you know, media circus that's going to be surrounding him for a couple of years.
I mean, ever since the article came out, the kid's been, eBay.com, 75 Bryce Harper items, his autograph for more than $100. It's been constant. Autograph requests, interview requests. The kid's a celebrity.
Well, I was going to say, probably doesn't have to worry about getting a date for prom, but I guess there is no prom in his future.
Well, the coach said that's the beauty of it. If he wants to go to homecoming or the prom, he could still do that. From what I understand, the kid does have a girlfriend who attends Green Valley. Not that it matters. Kids go through girlfriends at that age. I was the only one who hung on to mine for dear life.
Ray's a romantic at heart.
I guess Justin Chasen as well.
Oh, man. Wow.
Wow. That's pretty solid.
I'm going to have to cue some drum things. Actually, I just, side note, I did get emails from Oklahoma fans over the weekend.
Yeah, so did I. Probably the same fans.
Yeah, probably.
But Bryce Harper has drawn so much national interest. Steve, I've done like 3 or 4 national radio shows. I did a show in Seattle this morning wanting to talk about the kid. To see what I think of him, he's a great baseball player. I mean, as good as it gets. And let's be honest, this move was, sure, they're going to say, so Bryce could see better competition. You know, because listen, Desert Pine sucks, Chaparral sucks, Canyon Springs sucks, teams he's got to play every year. But does this now make him eligible for the draft next year and instead of 2 years? He's the obvious number one.
Why not?
Yeah, he's the obvious number one pick. So now the whatever million-dollar bonus he's going to get is going to come in a year earlier.
This is a really interesting case, though, because this isn't like basketball or football. I mean, I don't think Major League Baseball has had to deal with something like this very often.
Yeah.
You know, kids wanting to jump straight from high school. This isn't even straight from high school. This is foregoing high school for a while to become eligible early. So
Yeah. Now, the family has written to Major League Baseball to find out when Bryce will be eligible. Right now, the rule is you have to be 16 and you have to be out of high school for 365 days, which he will be, have, you know, met both criteria. So, for all intents and purposes, he will be able to get drafted, you know, next year. Top pick in the draft. Hello, Nationals.
But I don't know. He does get drafted. That's great. At some point, you do have to play in the minor leagues with a much older guys who I can't imagine their attitude towards a 17, 18-year-old kid coming in there.
They speculate that he'll be in the big leagues by the time he's 19. He's 16 right now. He'll be 17 when he's drafted. So that means he's going to advance that fast through the major leagues, like Alex Rodriguez, I guess, when he made his debut with the Mariners, or Ken Griffey Jr. with the Mariners as well.
Well,
I mean, is the kid this good? I mean, does it
but
count?
He might be, but the thing is listen, what happened? I mean, what happens if he does get hurt? What do you do with the rest of your life?
Well, and see, I've always made this argument, and I thought the reason I made it is because I'm coming from, I'm not athletic, and education is what's got me my job, and education's important, but when you're this talented and you're going to get this much of a signing bonus, I mean, this time next year, this kid's going to be...
Well, you'll see. You'll depend, because every year those first-round draft picks, those signing bonuses get higher and higher.
I mean, we know Scott Boras is going to be the kid's agent. I mean,
we're talking millions.
So. I mean, this kid is so special. He's a sophomore in high school, and Scott Boras moves one of his guys to Vegas to follow him around? It's unheard of. I mean, this kid is a once-in-a-lifetime talent. People are going to line up to watch him play. And he wasn't going to get better hitting a 40-mile-per-hour fastball by some guy from Chaparral, some tomato can from my alma mater.
And for those who haven't seen him play or haven't seen photos even, he does not look like a high school sophomore. I mean, this kid could easily be a college senior.
6'3", 205, has hit multiple 500-foot home runs, including a 570-foot home run they've documented in Sports Illustrated.
The infielders fear for their life when he swings the bat.
Yeah, just get out of the way. Now, see, the thing is those infielders are also kids from, Canyon Springs. They beat him 31-4 or something. I watched him play against – I mean, he had 7 home runs in 6 playoff games. But the field, the playing field was balanced. He was in Oklahoma for some kind of scouting event the past week. He was something like 13-13 with 5 jacks, a few doubles, a triple. But they had him, he couldn't catch every game, so he had to play the outfield. And he did look silly on a fly ball out there at once. And in the Scenic West Athletic Conference, which the College of Southern Nevada plays in, it's a wood bat league, so the power numbers might not be there because, wood bat is a great equalizer. Also, they play a lot of double.
Good training, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
they play a lot of double headers in that league, so he's only going to be able to catch the first game. Then he's going to have to play like third or the outfield. So if flaws are going to be seen, he's not going to be this perfect player. I mean, that might be another small argument for staying. If you stay at Vegas for 2 years, you're still the same god. You go to CSN, you play in the wood bats, it equals out a little bit. Sure, it's good training for the future.
Well, but on the other hand, if he can be awesome with the wood bats, I mean, it's a done deal. It's probably even more money in the signing bonus,
Yeah,
and it's like moving in with a girl before you get married. You want to test it out, the wood bats. What's he going to swing the 14-ounce aluminum bats for,
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. I mean, Bryce Harper's a special athlete. He should do fine. But at the same time, he's still 16 years old. And you know the emotions of a 16-year-old. I mean, I'm not trying to be a shrink here or a parent, but when I was a sophomore in, high school, there was no way I could have, sat in a college classroom. Academically, I wasn't ready. Socially, you're not ready. I mean, there's a big difference between sitting with girls
who still
giggle and idolize their daddies to, sitting in a college classroom with girls that are a little more developed and don't live with their parents and hate their dads, if you know where I'm coming from.
Wow,
it's
right.
Just not... It's socially
Let's
that
keep
I worry.
This G-rated.
Yeah, it's socially that I worry about it. Now, granted, Bryce is going to live at home. He's still going to eat dinner at the dinner table every night. His brother is transferring in from Cal State Northridge to be there to hold his hand. You've got the agents that are going to be there. Chambers is going to baby the kid. He's not going to fail. I mean, he's got so many handlers. It's such an investment.
But at what point? Maybe 6 months from now or 6 years from now? Do all these people depending on him for their payday? Because that's what this is.
Well,
listen, Scott Boris doesn't care.
Okay, about you're right. You're right about that. But the family appears to be very, very hardworking. The dad's like an iron worker. I mean, I don't know if the parents are calling him the gravy train. But you're right. Scott Boris doesn't move.
Fine, somebody. Maybe it's not. But you have all these people who have clearly changed their lives,
relocated,
some form,
yeah,
for this kid. That's a lot of pressure to have on him. But I do think that there's a very good chance that he could be the one. I mean, every sport has a kid like this. And maybe he is the next one for baseball.
And SI calls him the chosen.
Listen, Sidney Crosby just won a Stanley Cup.
You're right.
I mean, he came in the league when he was under 18 because he had to get a special work permit and everything.
And those kids are so rare. And maybe he's one of the rare ones. Like I said earlier, what I'm worried about is now other dads are going to say, well, we're going to have my son take his GED and play for Tim Chambers at CSN, or my kid's going to take his GED and get into a D1 school earlier and spend 3 years there and be a draft eligible at 19 or whatever. And I just don't know if socially, I mean, this is still, high school's a chance where precious. You got to be a
this
kid.
This isn't like he's moving to, I mean, yeah, he's playing at CSN, but he's not living in a dorm. It's like half and half.
It's like he's playing Little League and his parents are driving him to CSN every day.
I'm saying it's not
he's
like
going to be sitting in college with real girls,
yeah.
Dude.
Okay, so that would be great. And the college classes maybe to him are even better.
What's that song? I Love College. Hey. Yeah, you know that song?
Listen, LasVegasWeekly.com. We have a Q&A. Asher Roth. What's up?
Okay, what I'm
saying. He sings
is,
that song.
But it's a different world there, dude.
I understand. But it's not like he's going to Stanford where he's living in a dorm on his own, doing his own laundry, cooking his own meals, or eating in the cafeteria, going to class, going to practice, the whole deal. No, he's living at home. He's driving down the road to CSN. His brother, his dad, I mean, they're all going to be there. This is like a very
like I said, this situation,
elementary way of doing it.
This situation is so perfect, and it's foolproof. So Bryce Harper will succeed. I will be wrong. I know it already going in. I know folks are going to email me and say, "Hey, you're an idiot," which is right.
I'm going to do that anyway.
I am an idiot. There's no way around it. But I just don't want this to be. I want this just to be the norm. I don't want it to be, I mean, I just want it to be rare. I don't want this to be, you know, everybody lines up to do this. I just want this to happen one time. I don't want now us to every other year or every year or every month have to report on a kid leaving high school
early. No, it's not going to happen. No one else is that good. Look, who would you say, other than Bryce Harper, who would you say is the next best player in this city?
Well, I think Jeff Malm.
Okay, and Jeff Malm went in the fifth round. Late in the fifth round.
Well understood. What I'm worried about is, and you've dealt with parents that call us about our coverage. Parents are crazy. They think their kids are better than they are. You're going to have, I guarantee you, Coronado's got 100 dads that are already gotten their kids lined up thinking on the same way. This is really light bulb in folks' heads that this could happen. Now, I'm saying, we agree, Harper's awesome. He's got the support structure at CSN to make it work. And I'm okay with the decision. Put that on record. Brewer, okay with decision. What Brewer's not okay with is that it opens the floodgates for other kids who aren't ready to do this. Bryce Harper's extremely grounded, extremely mature. He's got a big, 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 you and me will never earn this kind of money in our lifetime, combined payday waiting for him. And everything's going to be okay. But what happens when Johnny Smith, the infielder at Coronado, thinks he could do the same thing just because, you know, he's going to be a middle-round draft pick, which there's 1,000 middle-round draft picks in Las Vegas. And his daddy, who's got a few dollars and a bright idea, doesn't like the Coronado coach but doesn't want to sell his house in Anthem, thinks this is a way out. And now the kid is 16 or 17 in college, and God knows what happens. That's what I'm worried about.
Well, listen, time will tell. There are so many things I didn't even know. I mean, when I was reading the stories about Bryce Harper and him traveling around the country, these different travel teams and the, what do you call it, showcases and all that, I didn't know this happened. I was just talking about soccer the other day. Mm-hmm. I didn't, scouts don't come here. The Vegas teams travel to play for hundreds of scouts just watching the field. I didn't even know these things go on.
And this kid, Harper, is, you know, at his happiest when he's playing baseball. But here's the other side. He plays all over, so he has no childhood, which is another argument.
But baseball is a unique thing. Look, if you're a unique talent in something like tennis or wherever, you can enroll in a private school in Florida or wherever, Nick Bollettieri, and play tennis all day long, go to school
with just other, like a regular with school. Other teenagers who I are in the same age group.
But where else could you do this in baseball? Where can you go to be playing at such a high level?
Well, the kid, the only time he's not playing at a high level is when he's playing for his high school. I mean, he's off in Oklahoma. He's going to be in North Carolina in a few weeks. He's going to play with the U.S. team in, I think, Venezuela later on in the fall. I mean, the kid's doing the circuit. You know, for 30 games, dumb it down a little and play at your high school, but be able to, you know, wake up and see your buddies and enjoy that social, those precious days as a kid.
I understand. You don't know all the things that went on. I do know from talking to a number of the Division I guys from Bishop Gorman for baseball, all of them crying after they won the state championship that, you know, that they loved each other, the whole deal. Same with Palo Verde football. You know, guys going to Division I schools wouldn't have given it up for anything. And they already knew that when they're 18, and I guarantee you when they're 45, they're going to be very thankful that they have, you know, all those memories and made
those
friends.
You only get one senior year, you only get 5 games under the Friday night lights, and that's something valuable. And maybe because the kid had more valuable experiences outside of Las Vegas, you know, that wasn't as important to him. Maybe because Vegas isn't a baseball power. I mean, the kid, I think the bigger story here is that the kid didn't end up at Gorman.
Yeah.
2 years ago. Exactly. What happened?
I wouldn't even want to think how good that team would be. But you did mention Friday Night Lights, so I'm going to change the subject here to Thursday Night Lights. Big story that we had up, LasVegasSun.com, earlier this, or last week even, I guess. But 11 regular season games will be televised live on Channel 12. Thursday Night Lights, it's a company, well, Sinclair Broadcast Group, they own like 1,000 TV stations in every state. They're out of Nashville. Well, they started in Nashville, now it's going to be Birmingham, San Antonio, and Las Vegas. So, like 20-man production crews, 3-man broadcasting teams, live TV. They got a couple big sponsors lined up. Who would have thought? Las Vegas football on live TV.
I love it, baby. I love high school football in this city. I'm here to advance it the best way we can and to give these kids a showcase game like this once a week where folks are going to be able to watch on TV. Kids from other teams are going to be able to go to the games. This is going to be the highest drawing game of the week. No doubt about it. Folks are going to come from all over, and it's going to give the kids another opportunity to more thoroughly enjoy the high school experience that I'm an absolute big rah-rah supporter of. Kudos to everybody who set it up. The school district, I was in a meeting when they were presented the opportunity to have this game. They had to vote to move the game times, you know, to Thursday for those two teams. They had no problem
with
that.
It'll be a little later. It'll be
8 o'clock games.
We're talking primetime TV.
We're talking primetime games. And I was involved in a meeting when they were bringing this up, and they asked me my thoughts. And I said, there's going to be some people that don't like the 8 o'clock start because the game gets over at 10:30. You're the road team. You don't get back to school. You don't get home. When are you going to do your homework? You know me. I'm all concerned with homework. And they were like, don't be crazy.
Well, you never did homework in your life.
I was a great student. I was top of my class.
How much homework did you do at UNLV?
Listen, in high school, I was awful in tests, but I aced the homework all the time. Bam, I'm a homework king.
He's like a practice all-star.
But what I'm saying is that, you know, it really puts you behind the eight ball for that Friday day of school. And everybody from the district was like, listen, we're education first, but we realize this is such a unique opportunity. Why would we give it up? And it brings money into the schools, notoriety into the schools.
Is that I spoke with, the guy in charge, executive from Sinclair, and what they're going to do is the week of the game, they're going to go out to each school and do a couple segments, not necessarily about football. It could be about anything. It could be about another team, a special teacher, a project, whatever. And they're going to air them at halftime. So each school that's on there, and there's, I think, 18 different schools, a couple teams will play twice. they're going to have a segment highlighting something positive about that school, about that community, and really something we talk about all the time. This is another step to that sense of community that, you know, we know is out there, and it will help build it, I think.
I agree with you. I think this is a great idea. Slam dunk.
And who wouldn't? I mean, especially when it boils down to what's best for the kids, who wouldn't be geared up to play for TV on Thursday night? And then I've heard that a number of schools, they throw like viewing parties at their high schools to watch whatever team is playing that week. And so the coach will have their whole football team come in and they'll, you know, order pizza and just watch the game and see what other team is playing.
I hope that this works and it's something they do every year. I know that the main sponsorship was quite a significant amount of money, and I know that, you know, times are tough and, you know, there's not much money to go around for advertising, but I'm glad somebody did step up and, you know, take ownership of this game, and I hope it works out for them.
Yeah.
And
when you look, I mean, look, Nashville, Birmingham, Alabama, and San Antonio, Texas. I don't know how Las Vegas got in there. Well, not exactly powerhouse football, but...
Who doesn't want to come to Vegas? I think we get a lot of things just because some executive's looking to take a trip to Vegas on gratis.
Well,
on
it's a juicy market. I mean, it's a big market that doesn't have pro teams, whatever. Now, Thursday Night Lights, there's another conflict, however. On Thursday nights, most Thursday nights, October, November, there's going to be a new football team, the UFL. It's going to be playing on Versus, so a little conflict there. However, I was at this press conference. The UFL officially presented a $25,000 check to well, Ray Mathis was there. And
school
and,
district AD, yeah.
Yeah, and a number of coaches from Palo, Green Valley, Desert Pines, Bonanza. So the Hall of Fame game is saved, 10th game. You got to love that, too.
I love it, too. I think it's a great decision. Las Vegas, we've seen several teams, arena football, Canadian football, indoor soccer come and go. And here's another league who's going to give it a shot. And what they've said is, we understand how important your town is, and we're going to give some money to put into the town right away. And I think it's a great way to get some fan support around the new team. From what I could tell, they're going to have some pretty good players out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was at the tryout. I mean, all these guys are Division I players. Most of them have some prior NFL experience. And the other thing is these head coaches. I mean, there were players, high school players, at this press conference. So Jim Fossil's there, but at the tryout, Jim Haslett, Ted Cottrell, Denny Green. I mean, these guys are all going to be doing some clinics, some working with the local coaches, local players, going to have a lot of ties. I mean, that's incredible. If I'm a Las Vegas high school football player right now, I'm sitting in the summer, just I can't wait till the season starts.
Yeah, and they're paying their players a decent wage. Usually you get a secondary pro league like this.
And well, no, this is going to be
set
up.
The game checks are so small, but you were telling me the game checks for these UFL guys are going to be the equivalent to practice squad for the NFL, which is $90,000 a year.
And good. You can tell, and you can already tell a difference, you know, because it is a startup league and they have to build people. I mean, Jim Fossil seems like a completely different guy from all the press conferences you saw when he was with the Giants. I mean, really open, you know, tell you anything because they have to build a fan base. And, you know, but yeah.
New York media versus Las Vegas media.
Well, their goal is, listen, if a guy has an option of being on the practice squad in the NFL or starting for us, well, why wouldn't he come for us? And he does suspect a lot of kids right out of college are going to say, no, I should hang on to the NFL, you know, do that. But he thinks, you know, those second-year, third-year guys, they're just going to come our way. And a lot of big names. BCS bowl champions, former pros, all kinds of people.
Guys who started games in the NFL and have had success.
Yeah, I mean, and this is, you know, listen, there's tons of these stories throughout the league. Obviously, Kurt Warner is probably the most well-known guy who couldn't get a tryout anywhere. Now he's a two-time MVP. So who knows who could come out of this league and resurrect their career. But, already a great partnership with the high schools. And on Thursday nights, you don't know what you're going to watch. You know, the UFL, high school football, it's going to be crazy. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You have the longest weekend ever, Brewer.
Yeah, it's all football all the time. I can't wait.
It's going to be great. Well, be sure to log on LasVegasSun.com. Who knows what other breaking news is going to come up. But we got all your stories, all your stats, everything you want. Brewers column. Be sure to shoot us an email or a call with any of your comments or criticisms. I'm sure this will draw a couple. And we'll be with you all summer long on Prep Sports Now.